Hello and welcome to the Mind Health Development Podcast. Christmas for most is around the corner, and for a lot of people that can start meaning a bit of panic, and the stress might be starting to build up as with the Christmas dinner, we often find we have a lot on our plate.
That was great, Dave. I really liked that one. I wasn't expecting that little witticism, but you are spot on. I think it's interesting when we look at Christmas. This is, you know, for many of us, certainly for those of us who, you know, who are Christians or come from a Christian background, this is probably one of the biggest celebrations of the year. And I'm delighted to say that, you know, lots of my Muslim colleagues and Hindu colleagues also get into this, you know, into celebrating Christmas as well. So it can be a double-edged sword. Because we put so much store on wanting to have a really good Christmas, it can cause a huge amount of stress. I think the first thing to note, Dave, is the idea that leaving everything to the last moment is probably not the answer.
No, it doesn't sound like a very good idea. I mean, I always find the time leading up to Christmas seems to be in fast forward. You're here, there and everywhere with meeting people, getting to different parties at work, Christmas party, and before you know it, the days are gone.
They are. It slips by very quickly. So just a few tips and hints for people to make sure that they have a less stressful and more enjoyable Christmas. So one of the things I'm going to say might be a little bit controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway because it is my general experience working with the client population that I work with. Most of the women that I see coming up to Christmas will often talk about how stressful it is. I don't seem to get the same response from men.
I wonder why.
It would appear that there is a disproportionate amount of effort that is put upon the shoulders of many mums in particular when they're preparing for Christmas. And it is a long list of things that range from doing the Christmas cards, buying presents, buying all the food for Christmas, cooking the food for Christmas. So there seems to be an additional amount of work put on the shoulders of many women when it comes close to Christmas.
So, yeah, one of the biggest things, I guess, for most households is the Christmas dinner. I mean, there's probably more food cooked for Christmas Day than any other day in the year. And often the kitchen is a hive of activity, but often maybe not always the most efficient running of the kitchen. So is there anything that can be done that really helps a smooth running of a Christmas dinner?
I think it does, Dave. There's lots of things we can do. I think, first of all, I think it's really important for whoever's cooking the Christmas dinner, whether it be mum, dad, whoever, that they ask for help. Be really specific about what help you need. Yes, you will be credited with the doing the bulk of it, but if you can engage other people to help, it makes a massive difference. So planning ahead is the key. Even things like shopping and preparing ahead of time, whether it's the food shop, whether it's present shop, is ask for help from other members of the family. Especially if they're men, give them lists, Dave. Men work well with lists. Give a man a list and there's a good chance at least 90% of it will be brought back to the home. Yeah. And, you know, that's a good way of starting to get some help. And, of course, while they're out doing the shopping, that allows whoever's preparing the food to do a bit of preparation. The worst thing I think, Dave, is that too often women don't ask for help, and it is largely women, and then they become resentful. And unfortunately, you then get men say, well, if only you'd asked, of course I would have helped. They never think to ask, but by then it's too late. The resentment's built up.
I see. I think with a lot of other times of year when you're making big meals, especially if it's sunny and you're having a barbecue, it seems more often than not that that other people do help, and you end up with a more of a sort of a sharing meal being prepared and enjoyed at the end of it. So Christmas dinner really could be, if it's prepared and in a sharing way and shared, could be actually a really happy and enjoyable time rather than a bit of a stressful panic.
That's a super point, Dave. Absolutely super point. I don't know why it is that we, in barbecues in the summer, it seems almost the norm that, you know, the meat or whatever actually is going to go on the barbecue seems to be the domain for the person who's hosting the barbecue. But people pitch up with salads, with drinks, with desserts and everything else. And that just makes life so much easier, so much more enjoyable. And also, I think, you know, one of the things we like in life, Dave, is reciprocity. So reciprocal relationships. So if somebody is doing something for us, we feel better about ourselves if we reciprocate. So the idea that I'm coming to somebody's house and they're preparing a meal, if I bring something to the meal, it makes me feel better, as well as making the other person feel better too.
Yeah, I guess that's why we have the tradition of bring a bottle at the bare minimum. You've got to, if somebody's going to the effort to prepare a meal for you, you need to bring something.
Absolutely, Dave. So I think that's a classic way of making everything just that little bit easier in the whole preparation. The other thing is break it down. Remember one of our favourite subjects, Dave, mini projects. It's one of our plus fours. Don't leave it all to the last minute and have a mountain of work. So whether it's starting early and looking at your Christmas card list, if indeed you still send Christmas cards, lots of people do, some don't, but do a few at a time rather than having to set aside an entire afternoon and wade through it. And if you're doing a few at a time, just ticking a few off, again, we get that sense of achievement as we move through it seamlessly. But buying presents throughout the year can be a great way of doing that. People who are out shopping anyway and they see something and think, do you know what, Auntie May would love that. I'm going to buy it now. Job done. So some people are really good at this, and it makes sense. It's all about planning well ahead of time, chipping away, not leaving things to the last moment.
Yeah, and getting anybody who's around to help to chip in and share the load.
I think the other thing you're right, David, is about sharing the load. It is about chipping in, because that brings the costs down. And let's be clear, you know, it is an expensive time of year. So it seems somewhat pointless racking up a huge amount of debt only to find that come January, that credit card bill lands on your mat and you're not quite sure how you're going to pay it. And in fact, you can't, and therefore you pay off the minimum and you set in motion, unfortunately, that horrible cycle where the credit card bill is still being paid off by the time it comes round to July.
Yeah, it's having a second type of a Christmas hangover, isn't it?
A good way of putting it. You know, so I think in summary what we're saying is it's simple things. None of this is earth-shattering, but division of labour, really, really important. Start early. Plan ahead. Chip away at it. You know, think about mini projects. Don't be frightened to ask. It's more important to ask for help and then not feel resentful rather than not ask for help and feel resentful. And as Dave said earlier, I think that was a great point you made, Dave, this idea of a shared experience. So if you follow those roles, hopefully you will find you will have a much more enjoyable, much less stressful Christmas day.
That's great, Rick. Hopefully these tips will help you out there have a great Christmas or a perfect stress-free lead up to Christmas. So join us again when we look at enjoying the spirit of Christmas.